This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Microsoft has been struggling to transition in the mobile age, and some powerful interests at the company are now blaming the founder. A report from Reuters this morning says three of Microsoft's top investors want to see Bill Gates step down as chairman. They say he's a roadblock to new strategies at the company and that he's too powerful, considering Gates spends most of his time these days on more philanthropic efforts. We asked Marketplace's David Gurr to take a look. Mr. Gurr, how the heck are you?
I'm good, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So why is this happening?
Well, this group of investors who control about 5% of the company say this has to happen because Microsoft is at this crossroads, as you mentioned. Steve Ballmer, the company's current CEO, has announced he plans to retire within the year. So Microsoft right now is looking for a new CEO. And what these investors argue is that with Bill Gates on the board, with Bill Gates actually involved in picking Ballmer's successor, the company might be handicapped in a way. It might not get a CEO willing to sort of shake things up if this iconic founding figure is sort of standing behind them looking over his or her shoulder.
Aha. Well, is there any chance that Gates will step down and leave the throne?
Well, Bill Gates has been at Microsoft for almost 40 years now, and by 2018, he'll no longer have a financial stake in the company. He sells off millions of shares every year. I just talked to Norman Young. He's an analyst with Morningstar who covers Microsoft, and I put that question to him.
Is he likely to leave in the short term? Probably not. Is he likely to leave over the longer term in the next few years? I would argue the odds are pretty good, actually.
Gates stepped down as CEO in 2000 to focus more on his foundation work. And as you said at the top, that's still his main focus.
Marketplace's David Gurr. Thank you very much, man.
Thanks, Ben.